Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast number 53. Today, I'll talk about communication problems and patient injury. This is Pat Iyer. According to the Joint Commission, communication problems and patient injury go hand in hand. Legal nurse consultants, risk managers, attorneys, and healthcare administrators are all aware of the risks to patient safety from communication errors. In today's multicultural society, sources of understanding and communication problems can result in multiple opportunities for errors, resulting in harm to patients. Communication barriers between patients and nurses and other healthcare workers can result in inappropriate orders, incorrect interventions, or failure to take action. When there's an absence of communication, there's a climate for errors to occur. Lack of communication may convey lack of interest, concern, leadership, or knowledge. Communication is the glue that holds a team together. These are some real-life examples of communication problems and patient injury. They are all ones that I have personally seen or lived through. The nursing department has difficulty communicating to the pharmacist that in the middle of a cardiac arrest, the nurses on the unit are too busy to run to the pharmacy to retrieve a drug needed to resuscitate a patient. There was a delay in retrieving a critical drug. A female nurse from another culture of subservient women may be reluctant to question a male doctor who writes an incorrect order. The housekeepers don't speak English, and the nurses are unable to communicate the need for the bed to be washed quickly in order to receive a critically ill patient. The nurses do not report that one of their beds has been vacated, because if the admitting department learns this, a new patient will be put in the bed, which means more work for the nurses. The patient waiting for that bed is in an overcrowded emergency department and not getting sufficient attention. The nursing department has no standardized data elements that should be conveyed in a change of shift report. The emergency department nurse forgot to tell the critical care nurse at the time of transfer that the patient had already received heparin. A nurse inadvertently gave a second dose as soon as the patient arrived in the ICU. A nurse with limited English skills misinterprets a patient's explanation of symptoms. A stoic nurse who minimizes the patient's pain can delay reporting an ominous development of chest pain. There is no mechanism for an employee to make a suggestion to correct a safety problem, and no recognition for such ideas. An abusive physician is permitted to publicly chastise nurses because he brings a large volume of patients into the hospital. Do these sound familiar? I bet you have lots of your own examples. All of the ones I just shared with you are situations I have witnessed. Consider the miscommunication associated with this case. The patient underwent a liver biopsy to diagnose hemochromatosis. He took aspirin daily. The plaintiff claimed the patient should have been instructed to suspend the aspirin for several days prior to the biopsy to reduce the risk of bleeding. During the biopsy, the defendant radiologist made four passes and took multiple tissue samples. A major blood vessel was damaged, leading to a bleed that was not timely recognized. The patient died after developing hemorrhage, congestive heart failure, acute respiratory distress syndrome, and progressive renal failure. The case was settled for $1 million in the estate of anonymous 74-year-old man versus anonymous hematologist and anonymous radiologist. And this case was in Massachusetts. As you assist attorneys with medical and nursing malpractice cases, consider these responsibilities. The nurse is responsible for identifying and reporting concerning changes in the patient's condition, repeating back telephone and verbal orders to confirm that they have been properly heard, asking individuals to repeat back understanding of what has been said, for example, during patient education, acting as part of a multidisciplinary team to encourage collaboration and mutual respect for the contributions of each discipline, providing patient education, including how to take medications and recognizing side effects, advocating for a patient, working with the healthcare team to address patient care priorities. Nurse managers have deeper responsibilities for communication, including ensuring that a translator service is available for use in the care of patients, encouraging staff to speak up when they do not understand what another person is saying, requiring staff from different shifts to work together to resolve issues that affect the smooth functioning of the nursing unit, assisting staff to recognize that communication skills decrease during stress and fatigue, and that extra caution needs to be employed during those vulnerable times. You've got responsibilities for communication also as a legal nurse consultant. Your responsibilities may include assisting the attorney to understand the unique aspects of communication within a healthcare facility or team, helping the attorney prepare for a deposition of a healthcare provider by providing questions that relate to communication, suggesting names of communication-related policies, organization charts, procedures to be obtained during discovery, advising the attorney to determine if the nursing unit of a hospital or nursing home had a communication or log book which contained clinical information that may relate to the issues in the case, suggesting that the attorney locate former employees who may have information about the communication climate of the specific nursing unit involved in the incident. LNCs have critical roles in helping attorneys understand communication problems and patient injury. I would like to share with you a resource that I think that you would find helpful to keep in mind for your own healthcare as well as for the healthcare of people in your life. I feel strongly about patient safety, and I've provided you with a report called 28 Tips for Patients and Their Families for Safe Hospital Care. This is prepared by my colleague Barbara Levin, who is a nurse certified in orthopedic nursing, in med-surg nursing, and in legal nurse consulting. Please download this compilation of patient safety tips and go over it with anyone you know who's going into the hospital. I hope it helps to prevent some injuries. That's it for Legal Nurse Podcast for this week. Check us out again next week. Thank you. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.